I'm Kate Northrup.
And I'm Mike Watts. And we're partners in life, love, and business.
Welcome to the Kate and Mike Show, where we share insights and interviews on entrepreneurship, relationships, parenting, self-actualization, and making a life, not just a living.
Welcome back to the Kate and Mike Show. This is Mike.
This is Kate.
Or welcome to the Kate and Mike Show. If this is your first time.
Yeah, if this is your first time, welcome.
Great.
You're diving in with a great episode. I'm so excited to talk about our brand new creation, the Do Less Planner. And we're going to talk about some of the lessons we've learned, some of the behind the scenes, a little sneak peek at what's inside. But it is a whole Do Less Planner episode. And I am psyched.
Yes.
I haven't had enough coffee yet, but by the end of the episode, I will have. And we will be good to go.
Tell you came up with the idea and the whole shebang.
All of it. Yeah. Well, we're not going to tell you everything, but we'll tell you a bunch.
Lot of it. Mm-hmm.
This is all what right. The episode should be titled. A bunch of things about the Do Less Planner.
All right. I think we found the title. We should write that down.
Funny side note. We had somebody who's a contractor in our team who does some stuff for us reach out and say, one of my other clients is looking for somebody to write the descriptions of her podcast episodes, like that she sends out to her list. And yours are so good. Like yours are so great. Who does those for you? And I was like, it's me. And she was like, oh, well, you're doing a great job. I was like, thanks so much. But back to was in the category
of
descriptions and titles. So I'm not available to write your podcast descriptions and titles. But if you read a word from our company, chances are good that I wrote it.
Yes. Because we've tried to hire people before. We made a whole book. Remember about that? I forgot about that until right now. We paid $5,000.
I don't want to think about our project graveyard right now. Let's stay with the projects that are birthing.
We hired to take videos to like transcribe videos, and then we were going to put out like this little book to go with the videos, and we were like, okay, we can have somebody transcribe it and try to write it and turn it into a book. And we spent $5,000 on it. In the end, when Kate was reading it to put out, she's like, we can't put this out.
I read it, and it was such a holy hell no from my body. Like, I was just like, I cannot put this into the world as a product from our company. And it's a little bit of a bottleneck, I will say, the fact that I feel that I need to write every word from our company. But anyway.
I don't think so.
I kind of love it. I will say, though, some of the things that go out to Origin, Takesha writes. And Takesha is an amazing writer, and she is our community manager, and I love her. So shout out to Takesha and your beautiful words.
Nice. All right. Before we dive in, we're going to do some reviews that some folks left. We're back into Canada here. We're finishing out the Canadian reviews, Canada, that have been left. And Kate's going to sing the national anthem. Okay. So this one is
true
from
Patriot Love. I don't know the rest of the words. Okay. La 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 la. Okay. If you know what I just sang is from, message Mike and we'll send you something. Okay. That was a little Kate and Mike Show. Name that tune. Back over to you, Mike.
That could be like 100 people.
No.
The first person.
I just want to say it's pretty obscure.
Okay. The first person that guesses it.
It's from a movie.
But if there's two of you that write in.
Oh, we'll... I just gave a hint, but.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, now we're going to go back to reviews here from Canada. Cue Kate's Canadian. Now you have to learn all the national anthems. So when we start moving to the UK or Australia or New Zealand, you're gonna have to start saying national anthems next time.
I'm up for it.
Your podcast, this is from Lisa M. Nickel. Your podcast has quickly become one of my favorites, whether the topic is on doing less or how to make girlfriends as an adult or Mary Magdalene or personal growth, they all resonate so seamlessly.
We really cut a wide swath
with me. And I love the man's perspectives throughout. The banter between you both is so authentic, and I love it in ways I cannot put my finger on. Well done.
Oh, thanks, Lisa.
That's awesome. Thank you. This is from Pond Drop. This is authenticity that shines in a sea of... Wait, did I read this one?
I think you did. Okay.
Maybe I you have to put them, there's like most helpful, there's like four different ways, most favorable, most critical, and most recent. And then I have to make sure I click on the most recent thing.
You well, know, the internet is tricky, Mike.
It's a confusing place.
Okay. Are we done on reviews?
Yeah. Let's see if we have any in Croatia. Let's just go to Croatia and see what we got there.
Is that Croatian?
We have a big listening base in Croatia. That's what I've heard recently.
This is lies.
Yeah, I'm these kidding. Are zero all, reviews in Croatia.
These are all lies. If you're Croatian and you live in Croatia and you're listening, can you please leave us a review so we can...
Oh, that would be fabulous.
You know, it'd be fun to do a little, to do a campaign to get the Kate and Mike show listened to in all 193 countries.
Oh, that would be interesting.
I have no idea how we would do that. But anyway, okay. Well,
if so everyone left a review, then
that does not feel very do less to me. I'll just put that out there now.
No.
Okay. Are we ready to start?
Yeah, Mr. I checked Iceland. We got nothing in Iceland.
Okay. It's so back we'll just, away from your computer.
I am. I'm
just
moving.
Stay with me here. Okay. So we are talking
I
about
am with you.
Today, the do less planner. So, Mike, do you want to interview me about the planner or do you want me to just talk? Because when I have it, I know like I'll have a tendency to just talk and then I don't let you say anything. So do you want to just interview me instead?
Glad we're figuring out how to do our podcast on the podcast.
It's kind of meta.
I never understood that. I think we've talked about this before. It's because you're talking about something. It's kind of like being in a simulation. Is that right? Is that what?
It's a little hard to describe.
Because it's meta.
Like
they make it
like
confusing.
Meta is like, oh God, you know what? It's too early for me to describe meta on our podcast in a helpful way. Maybe another time.
Do we have to wait till 9? Because it's 8:30 right now?
No, I just
like 9 a.m.
I just, you know, there's like these concepts that you understand, yes, but you can't explain, which probably means I don't fully understand it, but I know it to use it in a sentence and in context correctly, but it's hard to describe the concept of meta.
Okay. So let's meta explain your planner. Let's go into
that's
that.
That's not,
it's, that is not the right the term. I'm aware. Yeah, I'm aware. So what we originally talked about when we started putting this episode together is that I would talk to you about how you came up with this, how you see people using the planner, how you've been using the planner, because this is some of the things in the planner are already part of Origin. You've been using them yourself.
I've been using one element since the fall of 2016. So it's been 3 years.
And let's
and
talk
really
about what that.
I'm really excited to talk about
okay,
that.
So we'll come back to that one element. Talk me through the purpose of this planner. So okay, when someone purchases it and they hold it in their hands, what would you like them to understand about it? What's the kind of go? Let's do the high level overview.
High level overview.
And then we'll break it down into individual details. Great. And what makes this different than...
There is nothing on the market like this. So I'm just going to start there. Oh. I am so proud of this thing. Like, I am really proud of it. And I haven't even held it in my hands yet because it's currently being created. But just the design and the love I put into it and the love our whole team put into it. Shout out to Jean and to Keisha and Julia, who have been behind the scenes working on this beautiful creation. I will say this is a side note and I will come back to answering your question. I didn't realize that like creating this planner was basically like coming out with a second book in the same year that I already came out with one book. Like I just was like, oh, this isn't that big of a deal. Cause we had done a 1.0 version, a printed version that was only available to our Origin members. I'm going to tell the really transparent story here of what happened. Is that?
Yeah. Yeah. So
I'm really going there. Okay. So here's what happened.
Hold. This just for people to say this, I didn't realize the second book. This is like, it's 500 pages total, right?
Well,
but that's there.
I don't want people to be scared.
No. I'm about to explain.
Okay.
that. So when you go to the printer, they don't count per page. They count like where the
front and back.
So it's really 200 and something, right?
50.
So yeah, mm-hmm. And you can explain how to use it, etc. So talk about the transparency.
Okay. So what happened is I had created this Origin planner, which was the print. So I have an entire planner system that our Origin membership has been using since we launched in May of 2017. And so there's a weekly planner, a daily energy tracker, a to-do list. It's like a whole system that I created based on how I relate to time. And it turns out that the way I relate to time has been helpful for other people to also change their relationship with time and, more importantly, their relationship to work. And so I would say the do less planner, the purpose of it is for you to change your relationship to work, change your relationship to your worth, and change your relationship to your body, which is a big, you know, that's a big invitation. It's a big invitation. But if you use this planner, you will revolutionize the way you see and experience time, work, your worth, and your body. It's really about organizing your life and your work and your schedule around your primary source of fuel and creativity and power, which is your body. And I've never found a planner that did that before. So I'm really excited to have created it. Anyway, so what happened is I had just made the planner that was the printouts of everything available in the membership for people who wanted it spiral bound and like not have to print everything themselves and have all these random pieces of paper around their office, which I totally get. So I had created that. It was called the Origin Renewable Planner, I think, because the whole idea is to find a renewable source of energy within yourself as opposed to feeling tapped out all the time and burned out. And that's why it's all based on cyclical as opposed to linear, because when you're tapping into cyclical energy, cyclical time, cyclical experience of your creativity and your projects, you don't run out of energy because you're always coming back around to the beginning. So you always have enough. So it's really like this abundant experience of time. And hopefully I'm not being too esoteric right now. But for those who it is right for, you will have just heard that and gotten really excited. So we had that planner. And then I got a message from somebody in our Origin community linking me to a very similar planner being sold by somebody else. And she said, "This seems really similar to your planner." And it did turn out that this other person was also an Origin member and was selling essentially a knockoff of my planner. And I was mad, but also, what was so cool is that I saw how much excitement there was from her community about this planner that I had created that she was selling. And I was like, wait a second. Because in my head, I had thought, in order for all of this to make sense, you have to be part of Origin and you have to understand the whole philosophy and it has to be like this whole thing. And then I realized, oh, wait. This work has legs outside of this membership. I mean, of course, I want everybody to join the membership for the deeper level of support and accountability and tools and resources. But when I saw how much enthusiasm these people had for the planner out completely in a whole separate corner of the internet, I was like, oh my, this is really more valuable than I thought. So it was actually super exciting. And so it helped mirror back to me and reflect back a huge opportunity that I was missing and I was playing smaller. And so then I was like, okay, well, then we need to get this planner out. And that was a year ago and a lot has happened since then. And so finally we got going on the planner to make it a bigger thing. And it's the perfect follow-up, of course. It's like, here are the two questions I get in my DMs all the time. Number one, are you going to make a planner based on the concept of do less? And then number two, what if my cycle doesn't match up completely with the moon? And what if I'm on hormonal birth control? Like all these kind of cycle questions, which is why back in August or maybe end of July, Mike and I recorded a whole Your Moon and Cycle Questions Answered podcast. So we'll link that up in the show notes, which you can get over at katenorthup.com/podcast. And you can go listen to that. But for the planner people, thank you for asking, because it is now available for pre-sale, which is why we're doing this episode, because we wanted to tell you about the behind the scenes and what it's for and the process. And I am a planner person. All my other planner people, wherever you are listening to this, please raise your hands, because there is a group of us. I didn't even know that planner people was such a thing. Apparently, there are whole planner conventions. You may know this already. I did not know. Like, it's a thing. It is a thing. And so now I'm not only a planner person, I am a person who created my own planner, and I am so excited for you to have it. So
and now you'll have a booth at the next planner convention?
I don't know. Here's the thing. This planner,
I don't know if people will be planner, attending the planner convention.
I will say this planner is designed to be used as a planner, not a calendar. So I just want to be really clear about that. I use, to keep track of my appointments, I use my Google Calendar. I created this planner based on how I do my scheduling and based on how I do my time. Now, I crowdsourced an incredible wealth of suggestions and ideas and desires around this planner through our Facebook communities and my Instagram community. And so I just want to say thank you to everybody who DM'd me, who left a comment, who sent in a suggestion. I took it all into consideration. And so there were so many pieces that I was like, oh my gosh, I never would have included that. But now that you're saying it, that's so brilliant. So thank you for that. And then of course I can't include everything. So some people wanted it to be like one person wrote in and said, I want a really small planner that I can just like put in my pocket to go places with. And I was like, well, that's my phone, you know, because that's, I use Google Calendar.
Like in their pants pocket?
Like in their pants pocket or in a very small purse, which I love. Like I bow down to the minimalist people like that who like leave their house with like a little coin purse. And it's just,
that's amazing. I don't want anything in my pocket.
I'm not that person. I don't like to keep things in my pockets anyway either. But I'm just saying like, you know, to slide in your purse, whatever.
Understood.
I'm the person who like has 5 extra snacks in my purse and also tissues, also possibly a spare mitten. Like there's that. Anyway, that's a whole other thing. But so the planner is meant to be used with a separate calendar. So calendar is different than planner. There are places to map out your months and the whole year and a place to reflect on your quarters and plan the next quarter of the year. So there's certainly plenty of places to put the big stuff like vacations and launches and, you know, weddings and time off and whatever it is, like book launches, whatever it is that you're planning. But like in terms of like the 9 a.m. podcast recording, that would go in your calendar.
So it's
so
big.
I just want to be clear about that.
Like bigger vision, not day to day details.
Yeah. Kind of like me.
Yep. That's good. That's great.
I like this planner is the closest thing that I have ever made that is my insides on the outside. Like, it's so fun to do a project where I have complete creative control. Like, I really was like, nope, I want to do this and I want to do that and I want to do this. It's the beauty of self-publishing. Like, I don't know. I mean, we'll see what we do with publishing projects in the future, but I got to tell you, it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Just to be like, no, I want to do this. And then I mean, of course, like Takesha could, you know, push back and be like, I don't know about that. But mostly it's really fun to, I mean, I love my publishing company and I'm so grateful that we self-published this one.
Yeah. It's a whole learning experience because we're learning about
getting also
things
that
printed and where do you get it printed from and how do you like, I mean, it's complicated, right? So there's a lot of like from the printer, we're getting these documents back that I have no idea, like 4 colors and 1 color.
4CPMS by 1C.
I have no idea what they're talking about.
What are you talking about?
But the graphic designer who helped create it knows what they're talking about. So that's helpful to have people that know what they're talking about on your team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So a couple questions to start. Why is this? So you've just explained a lot about, because this is number one, it's your planner. So that makes it different than anything else in the market because you created this. But like, what is the real difference about?
So many things.
Why is this different than something else that you can buy at? Or what? There's so many different types of planners. Like we have probably 30 planners in our house.
I am a planner enthusiast, but here's
Kate
the thing.
Kate has bought just to check out.
I bought them for research.
Yes,
to
correct.
Like, okay, but before that, I was a total planner junkie.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. When I wasn't researching, yep. I would just like see a planner that I liked and check it out. So whatever planner system you choose to use, or if you choose to use several, because I'm a big believer in, you know, cobbling together your own system. It really shapes the way you experience time. And the way you experience time is the way you experience your life. So I'm not trying to be all like, you know, I'm making this kind of intense. But the truth is, the planner system that you use, if you really use it, has a huge impact on your experience of life.
Okay. what do you mean by a planner system?
Okay. A planner system is, well, like our planner system includes a whole way of setting goals, a whole way of identifying your 20% of activities that get you 80% of the results. So those are inside the Do Less Planner. It also gives you a whole ritual or practice for planning your week and laying out your to-do list. And it gives you a whole system of check-in questions at the beginning of the day and check-in questions at the end of the day, kind of like that
5-minute journal.
The 5-minute journal. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But this incorporates checking in, not just so most planners are very much neck up. So they're assuming that our life is created by our mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that leaves out, you know, I don't know what the math is, but it's like 90% of our body is not in our mind, or 95% of our body is not in our mind. And actually, I mean, there's so much more and more data that our mind is actually very much in our gut. You know, there's there's in your heart, there's a lot of what we could do. Well, that'd be cool to bring in an expert about electromagnetic field of our heart and talk about the heart math and the brain gut connection and the whole thing.
Well, there was that Tom Shadyac did that movie. What was it?
Yeah. I Am.
I Am. Yeah.
Was it called
It's a documentary, I Am, about how your heart. Yeah.
It's a fabulous
movie.
That's
correct. Yeah.
So our heart, our brain, our gut, I mean, it's all interconnected. And so most planners have this assumption that our mind is in control, and that if we would just get our mind focused enough and in high performance mode enough, that we can basically act our will on ourselves to whip ourselves into shape and get more done or be more effective. The Do Less Planner is a very different philosophy, which is that there's this whole world of experience happening below your mind, below your neck, even though we've just said that the mind is all over the body as well, that is impacting you in a very profound way that you can work with as opposed to against. So the whole Do Less Planner system is infused with body first, business second, because when we get our body leading, when we tend to our body, it is the source of our best ideas. It is the source of our creativity. It is the source of our energy, of our power, of our desire, of our inspiration. And it is left out of any other planner system that I've ever looked at, other than the ones that include, you know, tracking your water intake or tracking your workouts. But that's very different. That's like puts, okay, my time and my business and my work and my whole life are over here, and my body is relegated to a tiny corner on the bottom of the page for tracking hydration. So to me, as somebody who's really kinesthetic, like I am very body centered. I'm in my body. I always have been. Like embodiment is how I am, how I live. And every planner system that I've ever tried to use feels very disembodied. And so this is, I mean, I could call it a whole other thing. I could have called it, you know, the body planner system, but like, that's kind of a weird name. And anyway, I wouldn't have called it that, but that's how it's different. Also, all planner systems that I am familiar with only take into account, actually, this is not true, because there are some really beautiful lunar calendar planner systems. So I just want to shout out to the lunar calendar people. You're rocking it. And I love a lot of them that I ordered and have tried out. But other than the lunar people, the planner systems that I have found, the most popular ones on the market, are all based exclusively on a 24-hour schedule, which makes sense. We all operate on a 24-hour schedule. But the 24-hour schedule, which if you've been hanging out for a while, you already know this, the 24-hour schedule is how a man experiences time cyclically. So men's hormones cycle every 24 hours like clockwork. Women experience a cyclical, predictable 4 phases over 28 days or so, you know, depending on how long your cycle is. And if you're not cycling, you might be more in tune with the lunar calendar, which is 29 and a half days, as opposed to with the solar calendar. So the Do Less Planner brings both into account, because you know, Mike and I operate a business. I'm obviously operating on solar time. Like, you know, everything is scheduled around a 24-hour schedule. But then it also brings in the layer of, okay, what's going on with my body cycle and what's going on with the moon cycle? And also, there's a whole system in here to track your own cyclical experience. Maybe your cyclical experience doesn't have to do with your period. And maybe it doesn't have to do with the moon. Maybe it's something completely separate. I have a friend who started using the planner system within Origin, and she had had a radical hysterectomy many years ago. And she said just by tracking her own experience and the ebbs and flows of her energy, she was able to tap into her own cycle, even though she hasn't had a period in years. And she doesn't technically ovulate anymore because she doesn't have ovaries anymore. And that made me so happy because she was able to get to know herself better and then plan. Here's the thing. We have been so brainwashed to think there's something wrong with the way our bodies inherently operate that we are always trying to be different every single day and trying to work differently than our bodies want to work. The Do Less Planner is designed to get to know how your body actually works and then to support it so that from the source, which is your body, from the very source of your best work, your best ideas, your best visions, your best creativity. When you're supporting that source, your work gets so much more effective and you don't have to do as much in order to get the same or better results, mostly better results. So that's the whole philosophy.
That's awesome.
It is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good job.
Any further questions?
I think you should just rant the rest of the episode because I think you're onto something here.
You think I'm onto something?
No, I'm already aware of that. So
I certainly hope so.
It's cool though,
because like, this project was a much bigger deal than I expected.
Yeah. It's also cool, you know, to like, because being around your mom and all the work your mom's done about women being in their bodies and actually being in touch with their, you know, it's like even going deeper with women's bodies, women's wisdom.
Wisdom.
I always do that. It's like a hard diet.
Women's
it's
bodies.
A tongue twister.
Wisdom.
It's women's bodies, women's wisdom. But then Hal, you're taking kind of a lot of the knowledge that you've learned since you've been a really young girl to really your whole life, I should say. You know, it's like, and then now bringing this to the work world.
Yeah. You know? Well, it's operationalizing the wisdom of our bodies.
It's pretty
to
cool.
To use it as fuel, not this separate thing off to the side when you go to your moon circle. Like
right. It
actually is bringing it into our practical everyday to infuse and inform how you do your schedule, how you empty the dishwasher.
Yeah.
You know, like all of it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really, it's so I just went mountain biking this weekend to this place called Highland Mountain. It's in New Hampshire and it's a mountain bike park. That's all they do. They don't
do
ski.
That every time somebody says New Hampshire in my head, I say New Hamster.
That's funny.
Just wanted to share.
Now everyone else will too. New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. So anyway, like I'm there and it's 90% men, you know, I would say it was like 85 to 90%, probably 80 to 90% men. And there is these, you know, and I'm talking to a lot of guys about what this experience is, you know, that was the first time there. It is way different than mountain biking in the trails, like in Maine, because you're going down a mountain and it's so much faster, jumps and berms, and it's all kind of machine made. There's some man-made stuff, you know, it's all man-made, right? But because it's made by machines, but it's machines. There's some natural terrain, but a lot of it is groomed as well. And I'm just, this guy ate it. He jumped and then he crashed and he was in line. And I could tell, like, I'm like, the way he's talking to me right now, he needs to take a break, but he's telling his buddies, like, I'm good, you know, I'm good. And, you know, when he's talking about just it was amazing to be around the egos of what takes place at an environment that is, it's mainly dudes, like, going down these, you know, it's like, how fast can you go? How big can you jump? The whole thing. And I'm like, I'm on the beginner trails. Like, I'm just getting used to the speed because it's so much different. It would be like driving a used Geo Metro from 25 years ago, which is a car that's very old and small, to like a brand new Ferrari, right? It's two different worlds, or like the F1 cars, right? That go 225 miles an hour. So it'd be going from like 30 miles an hour to 225 miles an hour. That's like the difference of a trail back where I usually ride to going on these mountains. And so it's adjusting to be able to ride your bike in this environment. So I was just noticing it from that perspective of, it's like, we're not in this world. I'm waiting in line here. None of us are in our bodies like being here. But what was interesting of, I was riding and I was like the sixth or seventh time down. I was there for 5 or 6 hours and I was halfway down and I noticed my mind checked out as I'm coming down the mountain and been like, I need to stop. And then I checked in like in the middle of coming down the mountain, I check in to be like, I need to get off this trail and just take it slower as I'm going down because I'm losing concentration. And that can set up for danger and hurt myself, right? So I was like, I want to do one more run and then I'm going to do just the easier trail. So I did that. And on my way up to the easier trail, I'm sitting next to 21-year-old college guys that go to Babson, and it's over here in Boston. It's an entrepreneur college. They train you how to be an entrepreneur, which I think is funny as well. Like I just told them we're on there. I'm like, you guys just need to start a business. Like that's how you learn. And we're there talking about the cycles, about being, and I told him, I said, you know, I was halfway down my last run and I was like, I just knew I needed to check out. And they go, wow, that's some amazing like self-awareness. And like these guys were hilarious. They were great. And I was like, yeah, you know, I've just been with our business and everything I've been doing, I'm just trying to pay attention to a lot. And then I got sick last year, but these guys were like, we need to do this. We're just idiots. We're just going down fast, you know.
Well, at 21, and, your brain's not even fully developed.
Right. And so. That's what I was talking. And then I was telling them about kind of the cycles, the difference between men and women. And we ended up talking about how women with having periods of 28 days and tracking all this stuff. And they're like, we didn't know any of this stuff. This is amazing. And, you know, it was really cool to have a conversation with like two other dudes. And kind of what you're talking about here with the planners. So thanks for putting it together, Kate, because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be doing this as well.
Well, it's so funny because our friend Zach Ringelstein, who ran for Senate. U.S. Senate, and he's an entrepreneur, and his wife, Leah, they live down the street. And well, now they're in New York. But anyway, all that aside, he had heard me talk about the cyclical concept or the 24 hours versus 28 day cycles. And after he heard me talk about it, he was like, I saw him later at a party, like a couple of weeks later, he was like, I have been talking about that with everyone. Like yeah. He was so excited because I think it just gives a lot of insight into how we can relate to one another. But more importantly, you know, people have asked me like, oh, well, do you teach? People ask a lot. It's really interesting. Do you teach how for women and men to interact and work with, you know, not work with each other necessarily in business, but just like how to be in relationship with each other, given the fact that their cycles are different? And I said, to be honest, no, I don't, because I think there is, because women, here's where we need to start. We need to start with women embracing the fact that their bodies are working in this really beautiful way that's different than the way that we've been taught our body should be working, which is as a male body. And so I don't actually, yes, I care about women and men working cyclically and whatever, but here's the deal, ladies. Get yourself dialed in first. If you start paying attention and organizing yourself around your own experience of time, automatically things will get easier in your life. The reason I don't talk about that is because I don't really want a bunch of women sitting around worrying about how they can organize their own cycle around a man's cycle, because that's been our entire fucking lives. So I don't really want to answer that question. I would really rather you stop giving a shit about the 24-hour cycle and get to know your own experience of time, because you have spent the last 36 or 45 or 28 years being organized one way that your body isn't actually organized that way. So do that for like 10 years before you start trying to figure out like, okay, now how can I, you know, because I really think for the most part, like it works itself out. Like, I don't know, in our relationship, like how much of an issue, like, is it, I don't know. Do you think it causes friction? The fact that you're cycling every 24 hours and I'm having a different experience?
No.
No.
No, I our relationship has become better since you started paying attention to these things.
Right.
And that had nothing to do with me. You know, like you weren't checking with me to be like, oh, okay. You know, you weren't be like, yeah, Mike, do you know when my period's supposed to happen? You know, do you remember when you were having your period in the car? Like we would be traveling, or this is before we had kids, and it would be like, I have to go get tampons. And every single month was like this frantic thing to go get tampons.
Because I was so out of touch.
Yeah.
And I'm very grateful. I don't have like severe
right
menstrual symptoms.
Yep.
Otherwise, I probably would have known, you know, like I think a lot of women have super severe symptoms leading up to their period. So it's obvious when it's coming. For me, it's much more subtle. And that has to do with some choices I've made around my health and not using hormonal birth control and eating a low glycemic diet. I mean, there's so many things. And by the way, I'm not blaming you if you have premenstrual symptoms, but I am saying it doesn't have to be that way. And I would recommend checking out Nicole Jardim. She's the period girl. So you can just Google the period girl and check out her work because she has beautiful protocols that can help you with that. Anyway, yeah. And P.S. now I use a cup instead of, because it cuts massively down on the waste of menstrual products. And it also, I use a cup and the Thinks period underwear. And so I have no more menstrual waste, which feels like a great choice for my body and feels like a great choice for the earth.
Great. But then right. It was, so I remember saying to you though, when we were doing this, like it was like something about being prepared for this. Remember you, do you remember?
Also at that time I had such heavy, crazy periods.
Yeah. But it was like the way that you treated your period is like it came out of nowhere. Like it was something that was like, it would be like getting, it's almost when you, I don't know what to just, how to just, but it's like you're in the rainstorm and you're just walking, it's sunny, it just starts downpouring rain, right? That's completely out of nowhere and you're not prepared. You don't have an umbrella. You're like, why is it raining?
Like that.
Right? But for when we were together, you were just like, oh, my period, I have to go. We, you know, it became this.
Well, because and I mean, I can't, you know, this is like TMI, but like, I'm not one of those people. I was with my girlfriend at a conference one time and she was like, hey, do you have a tampon? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, it's like a super plus tampon, though. Like, is that OK? And she was like, well, I guess so. She said, I have my period here at this conference and I just like haven't gone to the store to get anything. And I just keep borrowing from people. And I was like, oh, my God, you have such a different experience of having your period, because hers was so light that she could just get away with like borrowing keeping obviously one tampon a day from a stranger in the ladies room line. Like, you know, I used to go through, like, it was an emergency, because it's not just like, oh, let me put a little toilet paper. It's like, oh, my God, like I'm bleeding through everything suddenly.
Right.
Anyway, the great news is having kids, this is not a good reason to have kids, but having kids has helped that quite a bit. And it's not so dramatic anymore.
Yeah. Well, also doing our fitness program before our wedding.
Well, that got rid of my period. That's unrelated to making them lighter.
Post kids. So it became, yes, I'm not downplaying the flow.
No,
or
but
the
I just
bleed,
wanted to share.
Right. That. But it was there was a disconnect, I feel was. Like, versus the way it is now with you. Right. Previously, there was a disconnect. And since you started tapping into all of this and you started going down this path of paying attention to how your body is, you're just much more prepared, you know,
that's like metaphorical.
And then
as
you're
well.
Also, yes. And it's prepared not just for around your period or your cycles, but also prepared in life and kind of how it's just been a much more organized process, which actually creates ease around everyone that's in your life. And especially myself, that's been with you the longest here out of our children, but it's more enjoyable. Cause like even last week you were just like, well, I'm supposed to get my period this week and I don't do anything, right? It's not like I don't alter my life about Kate getting her period, but it's the awareness that this is coming. And I know like, okay, the day she has her period or the day after, she might be a little bit unable to do things, right? Or
yeah,
whatever.
I get really, like yesterday, the first day, I get really spacey on day one. Like it's really hard for me to do anything. And in the past, I would have beat myself up and all of that wasted energy, all that wasted energy of thinking I was wrong and beating myself up. And instead, I knew I'm just sort of in this dreamy, foggy place and I have more access to intuition. So I sort of like went within around a couple of questions and I just didn't pressure myself to need to get anything particularly done other than the few things on the calendar that I knew needed to get done. So I put all my energy towards those and then let myself off the hook, which saved me a lot of energy, which I now have today. Right. Had I wasted all that energy yesterday on beating myself up, I wouldn't have the energy I need today to do the things I need to do today. So this is the whole concept of energy management. And if we manage our energy, time sort of takes care of itself. And so the Do Less Planner, bringing it back, the Do Less Planner is about managing our energy. And P.S., we just talked a lot about periods. I just want you to know you don't have to have a period in order to use this planner. It's not a period planner. It incorporates that information. P.S. I've never found another planner system that asks you where you are in your cycle. That alone is a revolution. That alone is a revolution. Like, all these women are having this thing happen every single month, and we're just not talking about it. And it majorly affects our experience of life, but we're supposed to pretend it's not happening? Like, how about put it right on the piece of paper about how you're planning your day or your week? Major. So it asks you about that, but the planner system will absolutely work for you if you're not having a period as well. It incorporates checking in with the lunar information. It comes with an insert. So it is an undated planner. So you can start using it anytime. I did that for a couple of reasons. One, because I did not want any feeling of guilt or being behind. So a dated planner causes a feeling of like, oh my God, it's been 3 weeks since I've used this planner. I'm a loser. Why can't I ever stick with anything? Like, it just creates this cascade that's unnecessary. So you get to just use the planner.
That's a good idea.
Well, yeah.
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 Good job.
I'm just noticing all these energy leaks. Like, there's a lot of places that we leak our energy that are not helping us out, like beating ourselves up for not using 3 days of a planner. Who cares?
We've all done it.
We've all done it. So it's undated. So you can just jump in wherever in the year you are. You can just jump in. If you miss a few days, no problem. You just put today's date on the next piece of paper that you want to use. I also did that from a waste perspective because I don't want you to, this is what I've done a lot. I start a planner and then I fall off the wagon and then I go back to the planner system, but it's been 3 months. And so I can't use any of those pages. So then at the end of the year, I'm basically just throwing out a lot of unused paper. That just feels wasteful to me. So I would rather, if you use this planner for a year and a half, great, fantastic. Like, and then you actually used all the pieces of paper because that's better for the planet as well. Mm-hmm. So it probably will decrease our revenue because
it definitely will.
People can buy them anytime.
Maybe, I don't know.
There's no pressure and they can use them for as long as it takes to fill it. Mm-hmm. It's designed, you know, the number of each things are designed for a year, obviously, but I know how life is. And like the chances of you using it every single day for an entire year are slim.
There will be a few.
And if you do, I want to hear from you, please reach out. So it is undated. So that was a choice that we made that felt really good. But obviously there's a place to put the date on every, you know, on all the things that you would need a date. So you just fill it in yourself. But there's an insert. The reason I brought that up is there's an insert in the front pocket. There's a little clear Polly Pocket. Polly Pocket. That was like a whole little. Do they still have the Polly Pocket toy situation? Or was that like a child of the 90s thing?
I don't know.
Anyway, child's 80s, 90s. So she was like a very small doll.
Yeah. I know who the Polly Pocket is.
Anyway, it has a.
You do not get one of those with the planner.
Polly Pocket does not come with a planner, but in the front cover, there is a clear
pocket
that is made out of poly something.
Yes.
Anyway, not a Polly Pocket. And there's a insert of a beautifully designed, thank you, Jean, lunar calendar that starts in December of 2019 and ends in January of 2021. So during the time that you would be ordering this planner right now, if you're listening to this episode close to the time it was released, you will have the dates of the lunar cycle right in the planner as an insert. And then I would imagine next year, we will probably sell that insert separately in case you still have a planner lying around and just want the next round.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So more to come on this whole system. I think it will evolve. It will grow. This is the planner 2.0 because that first one version was just for our Origin members. It was great. And we have made some serious, serious improvements. So it's like we went from 1.0 to 5.0 in one edition. Like the improvements are, it was kind of like going from, you know, a Motorola flip phone to like the iPhone 5.
Right. Yeah. The Geo Metro to the Ferrari. Yes. Like I shared earlier.
Yes. Always.
When I talk about cars, Kate has no idea.
Yeah. A car analogy will always leave me confused.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? I don't get it. I just don't get it. It's just not for me.
I'll say a Bentley. You know what a Bentley is.
I do love Bentley. Yeah. I've only ridden in one once and it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was in the rain in Toronto.
Oh, yeah, I remember
that. With the top down.
Yes, I remember you telling me that. I was very jealous.
I bet you were. Yes. You should have been.
Yeah, I was. I always thought it'd be great to ride around in a Bentley.
Yeah. No, it was great. Anyway.
A couple more questions for you is how does this change? Because you started this podcast off with talking about this changes the relationship to work, worth, and body.
Mm-hmm.
So we've covered the body quite a bit. Talk to me a little bit about the work and the worth part. I think the worth part was also covered regarding the having a blank date. So you're not like shaming yourself.
Yeah.
By not
I mean, it's so multi-layered because when you put your body first and you organize your time and schedule around what's going on with your body, a whole self-worth piece comes into play where all of a sudden you are no longer shaming or blaming or beating yourself up for feeling the way you feel. You're actually organizing your life around the way you feel, your body feels, which by the way, a lot of our emotions are just seated. They're just physical experiences. So, you know, there's certainly other planners that bring in the way you feel, but the way you feel is a body, it's an embodied experience. So if you bring in the body, you're bringing in all of the things that need to be brought in. And then the changing your relationship to work piece is that, and changing your relationship to time, it's the same thing. When you begin to ask yourself about how you feel and you begin to live your life in your body, your experience of time changes because you're no longer just a head running around. There's a whole other, like when we live in our bodies, we can expand time. Our sense of time changes and we are living inside our lives instead of hovering above them. And then from the changing your relationship to work part, the reason I'm including this is because my friends, Sarah Jenks and Eliza Reynolds, on my birthday this year, told me that their experience is that, so I had been talking about Origin and the work that I do from the perspective of it changes your relationship to time. And they had shared with me that what their experience is that it's actually changed their relationship to work. And I think that's pretty powerful because having, you know, both of them and myself were raised in environments where achievement was really, really focused on and celebrated. And oftentimes our relationship with achievement is tied up in our relationship to work. So our relationship with work can become an addictive relationship, a punitive relationship, a shame-based relationship. Honestly, a trauma reaction. This is a whole other conversation that we'll be having later with an amazing woman named Erica Chitty Cohen. I haven't told you this, Mike, but Ra Goddess shared with me in one of our sessions that she had heard Erica Chitty Cohen talk about productivity as a, like obsession with productivity as a post-traumatic disorder.
PTSD.
Like overachievement as a post-trauma reaction. And
oh, so you're experiencing trauma instead of actually kind of dealing with trauma, then you go into this, I got to work like crazy.
Yes. And soon as Ross said it, I started to cry, which makes me know that it's true for me.
For sure.
And so we're going to bring Erica on to talk about that concept because I know I can't be the only one. So, but for Sarah and Eliza to circle back, there's a lot of that in there. It's just, it's multi-layered. And when we start to relate to our time and planning differently, we begin to unravel some of those some of the unhealthy patterning we have around work, so we can create a loving relationship with our work based on creativity and inspiration and vision and nourishment, as opposed to punishing ourselves and proving something.
Cool. What else would you like to share regarding the planner?
Well, I just want to share, logistically speaking, that it is available for pre-order right now. I don't know at the time of this episode releasing where we are in terms of our initial print run being. We're having a small number flown in time for December.
Correct.
Hopefully.
The
rest are coming over on a boat and won't be available until 2020. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know where we are at the time of the release of this episode, of if we have any of those left that are going to arrive in 2019. Either way, though, you can go pre-order your planner over at katenorthrup.com/planner. And it will either come, if you get in on that first print run that's coming over by airplane, it will be available in 2019, but it will let you know on that website where we're at and if it will be available in 2019 or if it will come to you in 2020.
Yeah, the timing is still, we're hoping to get everything done by the end of the year, but it's not, it'll most likely be in January is when the bulk of them will start shipping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's,
and either
way, 'cause they're being printed in China.
Yes.
And then we looked at some United States printers for what Kate wanted to have. You know, there's a lot of extras that are included in this.
It has some bells and whistles.
Fancy.
Not going to put out something that's not like a beautiful, it has, you know me.
Yeah.
I'm particular.
No, I think it's great. It just, when we priced it here in the United States, it was more than we wanted to sell it for. So it was like, just to get it produced.
It would have been in negative, it was not going to work. So the planner, you can pre-order it, which means that as soon as they get here, it will be shipped to you.
Yep. We're using the same company that prints the mugs or posters, if you ever use that, to warehouse and ship it. So they'll be in the United States, and then there's going to be a warehouse that's in Europe. So that should cut down. In Latvia. So that should cut down on shipping costs for the overseas folks. A little bit, at least. I don't know how much or the difference.
But yeah, but for least, you European folks, you don't have to ship it from the United States.
That's so that correct. Should help. There's only 1,000 in this initial print order to get done. So we see how the feedback is. And if we have to like print another right off the bat after 1,000, if we have way more orders, then we'll do that. You know, we really have no idea.
We are flying by the seat of our pants, folks.
So we were like, okay.
Just making it up as we go along.
Yep.
But get your planner. And then when you receive it, please, please, please post and show me how you're using it using the hashtag DoLessPlanner. Because I want to see, I want to experience. We also all are going to be talking about the planner and connecting about the planner in the Facebook group, in the DoLess Facebook group. So you can just type into your search bar DoLess and go ahead and join that Facebook group, because we're going to be, that's kind of where the DoLessPlanner conversation is going to happen. So I'm super excited about that.
That's great. Good work, Kate.
Thanks.
You know, it's been a lot of effort behind, like because we live together, right? I've seen all the work and the effort that's gone into this, and for our team as well, that's helped out. But I know this has been a big you've been obsessed with work productivity since you and I have been together. So
I've been obsessed with it since I was aware of it.
Yeah. So
I got my first planner when I was 14 years old. Well, other than those, no, I mean, the truth is I got a little school planner. From the time could write.
But it's just a great job. You know, putting all the effort and the time and the work
to
see it.
It is truly.
I can't wait to see it.
Me neither. Oh my God, I'm so excited. It is truly such a joy. Like, and I'll tell you what, this feels very different. I'm so proud of the book, Do Less. And like so freaking proud of the book. And this feels very different because I got to choose everything. And all the art and the drawings and the diagrams and the worksheets. And it's like such, I really felt like I got to use my creative side, my artistic side, as well as the ideas. And so that felt like, it's been such a joyful process. And my dream is to have like a whole DoLess suite of all of these tools to support you in living an abundant, embodied life, making a lot of money while working less. So anyway, get your planner, katenorthrup.com/planner, and it'll get to you as soon as we possibly can. Thanks for listening.
The Do Less Planner will be available for pre-order so soon. But in the meantime, if you want to get on the wait list to be one of the very first people to hear when this gorgeous planner becomes available for pre-order, because we're doing a very limited first run and they will sell out fast, then you can head over to katenorthrup.com/planner to get on the wait list to hear when the pre-order is ready. katenorthrup.com/planner.
Woohoo! You just finished an episode of Plenty. Don't you feel richer already? So listen, if you're ready for even more, I teach a free money workshop only 2 times a year, and it is coming up April 23rd, 24th, 25th. It is called Wide Receiver. And in the 3-day workshop, I am going to help you restore your relationship with money and claim the bounty that has your name on it. You can go over to katenorthrup.com/wide to get your free ticket. And I'll see you there.